on the new parak here, Yehadarim Akum. If a Yid, a Jewish person, lives with a goy, the chotzer in the same courtyard, means they have two houses opening up into the same chotzer, and the Yid and a goy, or ye mi shein a moide beruf, or else you live with a person that's not moide tilchus ervin. So Rashi said, the Gemara said that means a kusi, because the Amar Perak b'chol marvin, like he's not moide to the Torah, or is hareza oyster olof. You should know who yasas on you. You're not allowed to carry out of your rishus, your house, into the chotzer, since another guy is living in that courtyard also. In other words, if you have a duplex, two houses, and you share it, you and a guy, so if you both share the backyard, you, according to Tanakama, you can't carry out from your house into the backyard, since the guy also has a right to use the backyard. We have Lezda ben Yaakov Oimer, L'yoyla meina oyser achi yiyu shnei Yisraelim oyserim zelzeh. He says no. It's not oser until you have two yidin living there. Just one yid and a goy, it's not oser. You're allowed to carry out from your house into the backyard. Now here, we're not talking about a rishus yochid. We're talking about the vada, there are mechitzes all around your backyard. So al silcha saitzor, really, you should be allowed to carry from your house to your backyard. Who are then into your alleyway, into your hallway, from your apartment into the hallway, really it should be mutter. But the nuk zerim mid rabbonim. So if you have another person, another yid, lives with you and shares the same backyard, you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the backyard without an eruv chatzeris. Since another yid lives there, it's considered like you're living there and somebody else. So to carry out from your house to the backyard, it's like you're carrying out from a rishus that's miyuchid to you, looks like rishus yochid, into a chotzer, which a few people use it, it looks like rishus rabbin. Therefore, you can't carry out something from your house into the hallway or into the backyard if a few people share it. Now, a few people always means yidin. What about one yid and one goy? So according to Reb Meir, it's osur. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says no. If a Jew lives with one goy, the goy doesn't osur on the yid. The yid is still allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer as if the goy doesn't live there. Only when you have two Jews, two yid living there, like there are at least three apartments there, two of them belong to a yid and one of them belong to a goy, then we say that the goy asur does not let the yidin carry out from their house into the chotzer. Now the chur is osur anyway because you have the two Jews living there. Now let's say the two yidin made neruv chatzeris. So the two yidin together really should be allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer because they made an eruv chatzeris. But with the goy, you can't make an eruv chatzeris. So if the goy lives in this yard also, he makes it also that the yidin can't carry out from their house into the chotzer. Until we see in the Gemara, you do something, you have to be seicher reshus. You have to rent the reshus from them. We'll see in the Gemara. So Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer lo oylam eino oyser achiyu shnei Yisraelim oyserim zeh. Until you have at least two yidin living there, then if they live with a goy, then we say that they aser zeh al zeh. Let's see Rashi. Hadarim ma'akim oyemi sheinam moide beruf kusi kudyom aperek b'chol marvin. Eino moide means a kusi. Is oyser alov letalta mi beisa lechotzi. You can't carry out from your house into the chotzer. Achi yiskri emena rishus sheyesh lo b'chotzer. Until you rent from the goy's rishus he has to use in the chotzer. That's what we do l'maisan. If you have goyim living in an apartment house and you want to make an eruv chatzeris, first you have to rent their rishus to use this apartment, and then you can make the eruv chatzeris. Ya'ad shiyu beiz Yisraelim, dorim bebeiz batim. So according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, it's only yosur if you have two yidin living there besides the goy. Dorim beiz batim v'yosim zeh al zeh. Uboyin la'ariv b'neim. And they came to make an error between them. Is the Akim Oyser Aleim? The Akim says it's Oser. Avul ala Yochid ain't Oyser. If it's only one Yid living with the Goy, then it's not Oser to carry from your house into the Chotzer. It is only Oser if you have two Yidin living with the Goy. The Gemara first time, the Gemara will explain what the reason. What's the difference if one Yid lives with a Goy, then we say we look as if the Goy is not there, and only the Jew is living here, and he's allowed to carry from his house into the Chotzer? But if there are two yidin living there, then you can't carry out from your house into the chotzer unless first you have to make an eruv chatzeris the two yidin, and then you have to rent the right the goy has to use the backyard. Omer Rav Gamliel, maise b'tzduki yechid. There was a maise with a tzduki. Now, it's Tuki is somebody that's not moided to Torah Shabbat Peh. He's only moided to Torah Shabbat Ksav. So Vayis says it's Tuki is better than a Kusi. A Kusi is like an Akum. Mashenken, it's Tuki has a din like a Yisrael. But he's not moided Erev, though. It's Tuki is not moided to Torah Shabbat Peh. He's not moided to Ilchas Erevin. So Lacha by it's Tuki is like this. That if you have, let's say, two Jews living with it's Tuki, so you can't make him in the Ruv Chaseris. He's not moided the Erev. The Erev Chaseris doesn't help for him. But there's a kula now that Stuki, he could be mevatel his reshut to the other two Yidin. You don't bedavka have to rent his reshut, like give him money and rent it from him. There's a svara, he could be mevatel it to you. Like, it's just a loch, we'll see later on also. If a Yid forgets to make a ruv chatzeres before Shabbos, he has a right to be mevatel. He like gives up his chus to use this reshut, he gives it over to the other people. He's mevatel his reshut to the others. So what then, Stuki could also do this. Atzduki kibam avatl his reshus to the others. Now, Maisa b'tzduki yechud, shoyadari mona b'movi. He was living with us in the movi, b'Yerushalayim. The yom alonu abba, and our father told me now, you know what we should do now? Miharu v'hoitziyu esta kelim l'movi. Let's first take out our kelim into the movi, to use the movi. So in other words, the tzduki was mavatl his reshus to the Eden. He like gave up his reshus, he said, the Eden, you could use it. So the Abba told him, it told them now, first, you go and use this movi first. You, the Yidin now, go take out your kelim and put it into the movi. Achela yoytziv yeser, alechem. Whereas like before, he, the Tzduki, should change his mind, and he'll decide to use the chotzer again, and he'll take out his kelim. Now if he's chotzer, he decides not to be mevatel his reshus, he'll aser it on you. So the answer is, before he's chotzer and changes his mind, you go first and use the reshus. So Drashi, v'yomalonu abba miru v'yitziyo kelim l'movi, v'erziku boy, and the Yidin were machzik in the chotzer. Kivan the Kiddush Hayom, since it was like Kiddush Hayom beginning of Shabbos, miyad right away, k'deish l'yachzer boy, that the Tzaduki should not change his mind and be chotzer. As before Shabbos, he was mevatel his reshus. He said, like, I'll leave it up to you, I'm giving you the right to use it. So he told them, first go and use the movi first, before he changes his mind. Mashmeh, for the beginning of Shabbos, the Yidin were using the Movi, then we don't care if he's Chayz later on in Shabbos or not. Everything is told at the beginning of Shabbos. If at the beginning of Shabbos we were using the Movi, not the Tzduki, so then he can't be Chayzer anymore. That was one Loshin. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer B'Loshin Acher. If you just said another Loshin, he told them like this, Mi'aru fast, V'yosu Tzorcheichem B'Movi. Not just take out your kelim and put it in the movi, but whatever you have to do, anything you want to carry out from your house into the movi, do it fast. Fast carry out whatever you want from your house into the movi. Now again, we're talking about that a few Yidden were living there. They made an Eruv Chaseres together. But there was one Stuki living there. He can't make an Eruv Chaseres with them. But he was mevatel his reshus to the other Yidden. He like gave up his right of using it to the other Yidden. Now if you the holds, that the Tzduki could be Chayzer any time he wants. In the middle of Shabbos, he could decide, I want to take back my Rishus. And if he takes back his Rishus, then it becomes also for everybody else to carry out. Because now the Tzduki is here again, and he can't carry out. So the first man, the Yom is saying, Shat, that once we are Zeicher in the Movi, the Tzduki cannot be Chayzer. The Yud holds no. The Tzduki could be Chayzer any time he wants to. Therefore, he told them like this, fast! Like, Kol Zaman, the Tzduki is not Chayzer. Kol Zaman, he's letting us have his Rishus. Let's go fast and carry out whatever we have to into the Movi. Ad Shelo Yotzei V'Yaser Aleichem. Before the Tzduki changes his mind and starts to carry out his things into the Movi. Because when he changes his mind, he's going to carry out from his house into the Movi, he'll aser on us. So that's this Machlokes here. If the Tzduki was Mavatlet at the beginning of Shabbos, could the Tzduki be Chayzer in the middle of the Shabbos or not? The first sheet holds no. If we're Zeicher first, he can't be Chayzer. And if Yud holds no, it's Tzduki could be Chayzer. So Drashi, Mi'eru v'yosu tzecheichem amovi. Mi'boi join before Shabbos. Tibi Shabbos lemhani l'chu hai bitul. On Shabbos, Gufa doesn't help this bitul. V'al shem yoytzi v'yasru lechem. Maybe the Tzduki will change his mind and start to use the Chotzer. Tiksov Reb Yehuda. Afagav yaziku b'nei movi b'movi t'chila motzal adu rebei. If Yud holds no. Even though we were Zeicher in the Movi, we started to use the Movi first, still the Halacha is that the Tzduki could be Chayzer. So Melel, the answer is, go and carry out everything you could before the Tzduki is Chayzer. Yeah. But there's less Machlokes, we'll see more about later on in the Gemara. So the Gemara. Yosef Abaya Bar Avin Rav Chinana Bar Avin the Yosef Abaya Gabayo. Abaya was sitting with them. The Yasvi, they were all sitting together, Bokamri. They said like this. Bishleim Rav Meir, Bishleim, we understand the first sheet in the Mishnah Rav Meir, that Tsovar Diras Oivet Yechovim Shemei Diva. He holds, when a guy lives in an apartment, it's considered somebody is living there. Therefore, Voloishino Chodo, Voloishino Trey, there's no nafkamina if you have an apartment that one Yid and one guy lives there, or whether you have two Yid and one guy. My nafkamina, how many Yid are living there? When a guy lives there, he has a Shem Dira. His apartment means something. So mainly, if only one Yid lives in the apartment, and the next apartment is only one guy, it's also to carry out from your house into the chotzer. Because we say, your house is miyuchid just to you. It's like the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. The chotzer now is being used by two people. Since it's being used by two people, looks like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Therefore, you can't carry out from your house into the chotzer. That's good, Reb Meir Shita. No nafkamina between one Yid and two Yid. So Rashi Loishino Chada Yisrael Yoch Yechidi Dari Moi. In Shmei Diva Zatrashi, V'yesh Loi Rishus B'chotzer, and the guy has the right to use the chotzer. V'nimsa Yisrael HaMoitzi L'chotzer Mi Beisai Shum Yuchad Loi. Now, this is the Yisrael that we need a Rubik HaSeris. When you carry out from your apartment, that's Miyuchad to you. It looks like it's your private Rishus HaYochid. Moitzi Mirshus Rishus. You're carrying it out now to a chotzer that's being used by a few people. Or the hallway that's being used by a few people. So it looks like another Rishus now. The Rabbonin gozru shalohitzim rishus rishus. The Rabbonin made a gzeira on Shabbos. You can't carry out from one rishus yochid into another rishus yochid. Even though the chotzer is really still a rishus yochid. It's not a rishus rabbim, it's not a karmelist, it's still a rishus yochid. So midirais it's mutter to carry from your house into the hallway. But the Rabbonin made the gzeira though that you can't carry from your rishus to another rishus. So Rashi, Dilma Osi Lafukim Rishus Yochad Rishus Rabin. It's the Gzera, maybe you come to carry from Rishus Yochad to Rishus Rabin. Because here it looks like that. Your private apartment is Miyuchad just to you. If you want to carry out into the hallway now, the hallway is shared by a few people. So it looks like a Rishus Rabin. Therefore, you can't carry from your Rishus into the Chotzer or into your hallway unless you're making a Rubi Chatzeris. Now here, if you have a guy living on the other side, he's called somebody living there. And therefore, it's also now for you to carry from your house into the chotzer. That's good, Reb Meir Shita. Fred Gemari, Ella Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says like Micah Sofer. What does he hold? His din was, and Lalocha we hold like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, that if you only have one guy living with one yid, he doesn't answer. We look as if the guy is not living there, and the only one living there is only the yid. Therefore, Pshita, if only a Jew has a private house, Avad, even without an Eruv Chatzeris, he's allowed to carry from his apartment out to the backyard because nobody else is sharing that rishus. It's mamash the same rishus yachid. Just like the house is miyuchad to you, who adin your backyard or your hallway is miyuchad to you. Nobody else is living there. So pshita, if nobody else lives there, you're allowed to carry it out from your house into your alleyway, into your backyard, providing you have mechitas all around there. Now here he holds, if you have just one guy living with you, a guy is like nothing. Vaitis only called your rishus. And you're allowed to carry it out from your house into the chotzer. But let's say two Yidden live there. You have a three-family house. So two apartments belong to Yidden. And one apartment belongs to a guy. Then we say the guy's rishus is here called rishus. And even if the two Yidden make a Rubik Chaserah together, it makes them look like one. It's still awesome for them to carry out to the backyard. Because since the guy has a right to use the backyard, it still looks like a rishus. Miyuchat to a few people like rishus Rabin. So the kasher is, my nafkamina if there's one yid living with a guy, or two yidin living with a guy. What's nafkamina? Fredigmar Ella Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, my kasover. E kasover, dira, sovi kachavim, shmei dira. If when a guy lives in an apartment, it's considered like something, or bezoya, filo chad naminis aser. Even if you only have one yid living with one guy, it should also be yosef to carry from your house into the chotzer. Because your house is miyuchet to you, and the chotzer is miyuchet to two people, to you and to the guy, so it should be yosef. The loisha may dira ella may know that a guy's living is like a behemoth. It's not called like an adam. It's not called anybody's living there. Or vizoya filu treinami. Even if you have two yidden living in the apartment, like the three apartments, you have two of them belong to a yid and one of them belong to a guy. It should also be mutter if the two yidden may neruvik aseres together. Because you're telling me what a guy lives means nothing. Afilu treinami loy nisaser. And the Gemara omelo abaye. The pshat is like this. No, Amalu Abaye. V'sover Rabbi Meir. Abaye asked another question now. V'sover Rabbi Meir diras akum shmei dira. Is it true that Rabbi Meir holds that when a guy lives in an apartment, it's considered somebody? It's considered a dira. Like you're saying, according to Rabbi Meir, everything is good. Rabbi Meir holds that a guy is called a dira. Therefore, one yid and one guy, it's like two people living there, it's also to carry from your house into the chotzer. For the Gemara, is that true? But Tanya, we learned. Chatzei Rosha Lev Dikachovim. If you have a chotzer that belongs to a guy, you should know, Harehu Kedir Shabhema. It's mamish the same thing like a corral of behemoths. In other words, a guy doesn't have a shame person. A guy's dira is not called a dira. We look as if he's not there. A behemoth is living there, that's all. And it looks like a corral of behemoths. If you have a corral of behemoths in your backyard, sharing your, if your next apartment lives behemoths, you're allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzen. His behemoths is not called the people that are living there. So you're allowed to carry out from your house to the backyard. So here the Brisa said the same thing by a guy. You have a chotzer that the guy lives in that apartment, is already kadir shah behemoth. So you see, it's not called the dira. So trash your rei kadir shah behemoth. The yain loy koyach lesser. There's no koyach for the guy tasra upon us. Rabbi Meir Kamal, or Meir is the one that says it. L'kamam b'braisam b'shmaitin. Rabbeinu Matisa lo makvina b'dleisei. We'll later ask the kasha to steer up, and we'll that sound later. We'll soon see. We're talking about where the guy is not here. The Yisrael afilu hachi leisei yoser. If I call upon him alma dirus akim lav shemar dira. You see, I call upon him when a guy lives there. Though it's not called the dira. It's if he's not there. So Meir is still shuder. What's pshan Meir then? If you're telling me now when a girl lives in an apartment, it's like he's not there, so why do we say when you have a Yisrael and a guy sharing the two apartments, it's also to carry from your house into the chotzer? Why? You're telling me the guy is like nobody is there. So the more Elo, the kula yalma diras akim loishima dira. Meikir adin, when the guy owns an apartment and he lives there, it's not considered like he's living there. Really, if there's only one other Yisrael, you should be allowed to carry out from your rishus into the chotzer. We don't count the guy living there. For Hocha, the pshat is, it's b'gzeira asher meyumad mimaisav kamiflegi. The Rabbanan, though, Filchas Ervin, gave a chumra to look as if the guy lives there. Because we don't want a yid to live with a guy to learn from his maisim. That's why the Rabbanan made a gzeira to look as if a guy's dira is a dira, and he asks upon you that you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. So the kitzur, the pshat is, that the guy gives you a lot of service. If you have a neighbor that's a guy, you want to carry out now on Shabbos from your apartment into the chotzer. You can't do it because the goy asks upon you. Can you make an erev chaseris? No. So the kitz is us if you to carry to your chotzer. We'll soon see. The only answer is to rent from him his reshus. So it's a big tircha to rent from him. So now you're going to get fed up with living with a goy, and the svar is you'll move away. You won't want to live with goyim. And the Rabbanon want you to move away from goyim. The Rabbanon don't want you to live near a goy. We're afraid you come to learn from their ma'isim. So if Rabbanon made a gzera to give it a chumra dikadin when a goy lives there as if somebody is living there, and therefore you'll get fed up and you'll want to move away from the goy. Therefore the Rabbanon made such a gzera. So drashi el dekuliyama lav shemedira. Elamishum gzera. The only reason why it is also, according to Rabbi Meir, if a yid and a goy lives together, it's only gzera dikadin. Shema Yilmad Yisrael Maisav Shalakim is at Rihu VFCdu Chachom Yisrael. Because of that, the Chachom gave the Yid Soros. Is Hadar Imoi, if a guy lives with you, Kadesh Yiksha Bainov, Litain Tschar Bechol Shabbos Bashabbos. But the Locha is the only way you could carry out if you rented the property from the guy. You have to make a Chiris. Interesting. Rosh is Mashma, every Shabbos you have to rent. The Locha we hold, if you rent one time, it's good for the whole year. Right? Rashi's mashmi, you have to rent every Shabbos for Shabbos. The yotzim isham, and the melee, you move away, it'll be too hard for you. Over who gzera pligin? Now this gzera is a machlokes. Reb Meir, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, igazrin and leya Yisrael yochid adar amakim or loy. That's the machlokes now. So at Gemara, it's v'ochel the gzera shemayul min v'maisav kamiflegi. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov sovar kivon diyovik echovim choshed ashvichas domin. Like a goy is choshed to kill people. So Meila, trade the shchichi, the diary, gosru bahu. Chad, loy shchichi, loy gosru bay. Since Lamaisa goyim achoshe to kill people, it's a svara one yid would never want to live with one guy in the same apartment, in the same house. He's afraid the guy will kill him. So it's loy shchiach bechlau that if you have one guy and one yid to live together. Therefore, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov says they never made such a gzera. They only made a gzera when it's shchiach. It's shchiach if two yidin live in the apartment, then you're not afraid of the guy. Because you have 2 years, so 2 years connected one, you'll stand out over the guy.
So therefore, it's shchiach that two yidden will live in the same apartment, the same house that a guy is living. So when you have two yidden living with a guy, that's shchiach. The rabbanim made gzeira that the guy has a chomer d'gadin, that you should know on Shabbos now, you're not going to be able to carry out from your house to the chotzer only if you rent the guy's rishus. And the male is going to be very hard on you, so you're going to get fed up, and you move out of this apartment. You move to another apartment, not with a goyim. And that's what the chum wanted. The chum didn't want you to live near a goy, not to learn from the meisim. So that, Reb Lazar ben Yaakov svara. For Reb Meir svara, Reb Meir holds, no, zinna de mikri v'dairi. Reb Meir says, no, sometimes it happens that a yid, one yid lives next to a goy. For Omru Rabbonin, and still the Rabbonin said, ein erev moyo b'mokamakim. So according to Reb Meir, it is shchiach, at least it happens sometimes, that a goy, a yid, would live with a goy. So therefore, in such a case, the Rabbanan made the gzeres also, to say, we don't want you to live with a goy. And therefore, we're going to make a gzera now, that the goy's dira is called a dira, and he asks us upon you, you can't carry out from your house into the chotzer, and you can't make an erev chatzeres with a goy. The only way to do is to rent from him, and it's not so easy to rent from, like we'll soon see. The Yomer Rabbanan ain't erev moya b'mokamakim. When you have a goy, you can't make it a ruvi chatzeres. The yain bitter rishus moya b'mokamakim. And the goy can't stam say, I'll be mevatla, give you the right to use my chotzer. That doesn't help by a goy. Only by a tzuki, the Mishnah says it helps. By a regular goy, it doesn't help. Now, what's the eitz if you have a goy living with you? What's the eitz to be able to carry out? At sheyasker until you rent. You have to give the goy money before Shabbos, and tell him, I want to rent from you your rights to use the backyard, to use the alleyway, then you're allowed to carry from your house into the alleyway. Now, v'akim loy muger, and the guy is not going to be so happy about this, to rent it to you. So you're going to have a tough time. Most of the time, he's not going to want to rent it back to you. So you're going to get fed up, and you move out of here. So that's what the Rabbanim wanted. The Rabbanim wanted you to move away. Now, my timer, what's so gefelig? Why shouldn't the guy take money? Adarab. Let the guy, you want to give me money? The guy should say, Adarab, give me as much money as you want. I'll rent my apartment, I'll rent the rishus. Why wouldn't the guy want to do it? Even if you'll tell me, Mishum de Sava Dilmos Lachzuki Rishusai, because the guy is afraid. Like, what are you telling me now? You want to rent my rishus. So he's afraid that for the one penny you'll give me, you'll come to live in my house and kick me out of here. So he's afraid to rent his rishus to you, because he's afraid you'll be machzik in his rishus. Your mamish go and live in his house and really throw him out. So that's why a guy should be afraid to even rent his rishus to you. Trashi, my time alone mugarakim. Like, why wouldn't the guy want to rent it to you? If you tell me he's afraid that maybe the yid will come and be machzik in the guy's rishus, so the Gemara, ho nichal aman diyama, this is good according to the man diyama, that tchiras b'riya binin. When you rent it from the guy, you have to rent a very strong, b'riya means a strong, a good type of a tchiras. Then you say the guy won't want to do this, because then he's afraid maybe he's going to come to live in my house mamish. Elo l'man diyama, tchiras ruya binin, for that's the man diyama when you rent from a guy, like we hold halacha, any type of a cheap type of a renting is enough. So you don't really have to say, I want to rent it really with all the snoyim, with all the kinyonim. Any little, small type of a remez that you want to rent it from, it's enough. What can you say then? Like, why shouldn't the guy want to do it? So Drashi Bria means chazoka strong. Sheyisne Yisrael imoy lamalais kol amovi kelim amirza. That like the Yisrael has to tell the guy, you should know, I want to rent from you your right to use this backyard, because lo yitzui, I want to empty out all the furniture in my house and put it in the backyard, I want to be able to do that. So such a strong thing, the guy's going to get scared, nervous. Your mama should want to rent and keep it from me. I don't want to do that to you. See, if you have to make a strong schiris, it's like a good kashem. But the man, the yama, ruya just means, you don't have to tell the guy you want to really use it, and going to take anything out. You just have to say, for religious purposes, I want to have the right to use it. That's all you have to say. So the ma'ik l'meima, why shouldn't the guy be masking? The yitma, Rav Chizda Romar, Schiras Bria. When you make the schiras rented from a guy, you have to have a good schiras. For you have Sheshes Sama Schiras Ruya. No, even a bad type of a weak type of a schiras of renting, a weak renting, is also good. For the Gemara my Ruya, what does it mean even a weak type of a renting? You can rent from a guy, it's good. Halacha we hold like this. And but more my Ruya, my Bria. What does it mean a strong type of a renting? And what does it mean a weak type of a renting? Bria, if you want to tell me, Bria Bepruta, that means you have to spend the pruta. When you want to rent it from a guy, you have to give him at least a pruta. And ruya, what would a weak one mean? The pachas meshava pruta. You don't have to give him a shava pruta. Even less than that is also good. For the Gemara, that can't be a machloikis. While mi ikul aman di yomer is the any man di yomer that says, the yomer me akum a pachas meshava pruta loy. Is there anybody that says that you can't rent from a guy with a pochus mishav a pruta, even something less than a pruta? Hey, savadi, you could. For her sholach Rabbi Yitzchok Rabbi Yaakov bag Yurei mishmed Rabbi Yechin. He sent him and he told him, "Have the yodim, you should know she soichrim menoakum afilu bepochus mishav a pruta." That's halacha. When you go to rent from a guy, you could only give him a penny if you want. You don't have to give him a shav a pruta. You could even give him pochus mishav a pruta and rent his rishus of using the backyard. V'yomer Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, you should know, ben noyach, if a ben a goy that steals even a pochus mishav a pruta, is nerag a pochus mishav a pruta. When he steals, since by a goy there's a svara, pochus mishav a pruta is called kesef, they're not moichal adodi, so he did the aveir of gezel, and by the zayim mitzvah of b'nei noyach, the goyim get misa for it. So if a guy steals, he gets misa for it. For lanitin lishavin. In the middle, there's no chiv hashavah, there's no din veishav as a gzeilam. Posh it, because it's come lebe rabbinei. Since he gets misa, he doesn't have to give it back. But I call upon him, everybody holds that nagei to a guy, a prochus, neshav a pruta, means something. So you can't say that's the machoikis here, if you have to have a good schiris or a bad schiris. Like everybody's masking, a prochus, neshav a pruta is good. So Trashi, ben noyach, neregal agezam. Tehi mizayin mitzvahs. Because the Armina Perak Misas was Sanhedrin. The Yoma as the Rosa Shalhem Zui Misosan. By a guy, when a terrorist has a laugh, don't do it, they get Misa for it. The Ashmina Reb Yechnin, the Yakum Loy Mochel. By a guy, there's a Svara, they don't give up, they're not Moichel. The Afilo Apoch Meshava Pruta. They have the Gethel to do. Mela by a guy, even Apoch Meshava Pruta means something, even a penny, they're not Moichel, they don't give up, and therefore if they steal it, it's called an Avera of Gezel. By Yisro, there's always a Svara, Pachas Mishava Pruta Yid is Meichel. He doesn't care about it. You steal it, I'm Meichel, I don't care. So Melo by a guy, by Yid, you don't have the Veira until you do a Shava Pruta. But by a guy, he's not Meichel. Even a Pachas Mishava Pruta means money. So Melo here, Pshita by Erevin, according to everybody, all you have to do is just give him a Pachas Mishava Pruta and it should be good to rent from him. Yet Lanitin Lishavin, Strashi, the Gabi Yisroel Ksiv, Eshav Asagzela. Abu Biyakim like Sivashova, Hilka Kivan Shovar, Nerag Vienna Mishalim. Since he gets Misa, it's a swear like it, come with Rabbi, and we give him Misa, not Tashdumim. Yeah. So, Huru, Tzvik Shver, what's the Macholikas then? What's called the good Schiris, and what's called the bad Schiris? Elizabeth Gemara, Berea, what does a strong Schiris mean? It means Bemahurki Viavugani. That's called the good Schiris. Ruya means Beloi Mahurki Viavugani. So Drashi b'mahurki v'rugni lemalei sachotze b'sav solim v'kidroyes imyirtza. Now the good schiris means you have to tell the guy, "Hetzachzi, I want to rent from you the right to use this backyard because I may decide this Shabbos to empty out my apartment to the backyard, and I want to have the right to use the whole backyard." That's called the real schiris, and the guy has to ask him to that. That's one man diyama. In the loch we heard not like that. You don't have to really tell the guy that you really, really plan on using it. You don't have to mention it at all. Even if you don't tell him you plan on using it. You just say, "I want to rent from you the right of your use of the backyard." That's enough. Just have to give him a penny and that's enough. Yes, more. Hod nichalaman diyam eschiras bria binan. So, Mel, the svar is good. If you have to have a good schiras and tell the guy, "Listen, I may want to use this chutz really and put all my kalim in there," then we say the svar is the guy won't want to do it so fast. So, Mel is good. The guy won't do it, so you're going to get fed up and you move out of here. So that's why the rabbanim made this gezerah to give a guy's dira that a yid should want to move away from him. Elo laman diyama schiras ruya binan ma'ik lameima. No, demand the yom. All you have to have is a shvachra type of a schiris. So, Mel, every guy should want to do it. So, what are we gaining? The rabbonin are making it hard on the yid to rent it. What are they gaining? Every yid will still rent. It's an easy thing. You just go to the guy and give him a penny, pochus mishav a pruta, and tell him you want to rent from him his right to use the chutzer. So, why shouldn't he be masking? You don't have to tell him you really want to use it and fill up the backyard. So just do you a little favor, the chur guy will do it for you. So the guy will do it for you, so the yid won't get fed up, and he won't move out of here. So what did the rabbanon gain by making the guy's dira into a dira? That the rabbanon sure left it to say, "Dira sakim loishim made dira." You shouldn't even have to rent from him. Like, what did the rabbanon gain, stam be matrich you, to rent it from the guy? Bishtrim, if the guy won't rent it to you, and you'll get fed up, so you're going to move away. That's what the rabbanim wanted. They wanted you that you should not live near a goy. But if the goy will zicha rent it to you, what are they gain? Just time to make you rent, there's no svara. And the Gemara name. Still there's a svara. A guy will still retzachayin the yid you want to rent from me for a penny. Mistam, you can do some magic there. You're a kishif macha. And they'll be afraid of us, and they still won't want to rent it to us. So that was the Rabbanan svara. The Rabbanan figured that if we're going to make a guy's rishus, as if he has a shem dira, and you're going to have to rent it from him, and he won't want to rent it to you because he's afraid you're a kishif macha, therefore you'll get fed up and you move away. So that was the takana that Rabbanan said, a goy's dira is called a dira mit Rabbanan. So Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says, when is that shchiach? Only when you have two yidden living with a goy. And that's the way we hold lalocha. Then it's shchiach that two yidden won't be afraid to live with a goy. Then the Rabbanan made the goy's dira like a dira. Mashenken, if you only have one yid, if you have a duplex apartment, just two apartments, and one belongs to a yid and one belongs to a goy, then the Rabbanan, that's a milsud l'shchiach. The Rabbanan did not make the gzera then that the goy's dira is like a dira. It's as if the goy is not there, and you're allowed to carry out from your house to the backyard, even without anything, even without renting it from the goy. Yeah.